WFYI Public Television and PBS have been airing an 18-hour documentary series about one of America's most turbulent and defining times. The Vietnam War was produced by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick. WFYI has been supplementing it with a video series called 9,000 Miles. It documents the experiences of Hoosiers who were deeply affected by a war fought 9,000 miles away from Indiana. One example, after fighting in the jungles of South Vietnam, many of the veterans of that war were not prepared for what awaited them when they came home.
One minute you're in the middle of a jungle or in the middle of a firefight, and 48 hours later you're back in the United States.
You come in and you're excited about life itself. You want so much to get back into the arena, and it's just not going to happen.
It's very difficult to assimilate yourself back in because, as you remember, people were pretty negative about the Vietnam War.
We were met by crowds of protesters calling us baby killers and marching around with signs.
I was spit at. I was spit on.
They weren't treated right. People spit on them and cursed at them.
There was no ticker tape parades.
When I got home, they said, take off your uniform, don't wear it, don't talk about it. Nobody wants to hear about Vietnam. It was a very unpleasant experience.
I had brothers and sisters, etc., and it took us a while to really get back to being brothers and sisters, since one of my sisters, the youngest, decided that it was her duty to protest the war while I was in Vietnam. That hurt. That hurt a lot. Even to this day, 50 years later, we never talk.
We are the people that you sent to fight your war. And we fought it.
But not to be treated inhumanely when we got home.
The fact is, when we came back home, I came back home in 69, nobody really liked the military. In fact, people hated the military.
I went to a restaurant in the airport, in full uniform, I might add, and I was refused service.
I just came back from fighting for your life. And I can't get service?
In Berkeley, especially, they threw bags of excrement and rocks at the bus and screamed and tried to block us and so on. When we got to the airport, the military police grabbed us and said, listen, don't start anything. And I said, what do you mean? They said, well, these protesters are gonna try to get you to fight. They're gonna trip you, they're gonna run into you in the airport. Don't do it, because we'll have to arrest you. We took it, and sure enough, they did. They came up and slapped us in the face with roses and bumped into us and yelled at us and so on all through the San Francisco airport. But I got on my plane and came home. You know, I was called a baby killer. I never fired my rifle the whole time I was in Vietnam. I was flying a helicopter. I didn't shoot anybody, but they treated us all the same. But most people who served in Vietnam didn't do anything to anybody, but they were all painted with the same brush. It's too bad.
The great thing was that we had friends and family there to greet us. Unlike so many of our Vietnam friends who faced very unpleasant circumstances when they arrived home from Vietnam.
Look, nobody ever said thank you for your service like they would do today. Nobody ever said we can ever thank you enough like they say today. I think if we're looking for anything, it's just that you understand that we did what we had to do.
We heard from Bart Castriconi, Randon Miller, Jim Rosebrough, Paul Werner, Ron Sukenik, Mamoja Ajabu, and Jim Alvis. All 10 parts of the documentary, The Vietnam War, are now streaming online, and you can watch our 9,000 Miles series at wfyi.org/9,000 miles.